Rob, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be with you again, Ruby.
Good to have you. Now, there are about 38 million transactions through Buy Now, Pay Later services in 2018-2019, which was a 90% increase as compared to the year before. What does this increasing figure mean for the business of these services?
Well, for those providers of Buy Now and Pay Later or BNPL services, it's a great time to be in business. Share prices have risen astronomically. The business model, which is essentially an Australian concept, is being exported to the US. And for the first time ever this month, the transaction volume in the US is greater than here. It's, from a financial innovation, sounds like a success, but much less so if you're a consumer.
Yeah, right. And I guess one in five Buy Now and Pay Later service customers miss repaying payments, reveals a report revealed by a report. Oh, pardon me, sorry, which was revealed by a report from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. So this figure of one in five consumers are missing their repayments. What does this figure reveal about the impact of the service on people?
Well, I think there are a couple of things with it. One is that people are taking on debt that they can't service. Now, many of those, and Afterpay, which is one of the BNPL providers, says, yes, but the vast majority of defaulters are simply late for one or two payments. But the business model of these BNPL operators says, well, we're going to take a chunk of money from the merchants, and I'll come back to that in a minute, but actually we expect about 20% of our revenue to come from the payments that need to be made if there's a default. So typically these are not large amounts, so $7 or $10 is the sort of number. So you miss a payment by a day or two, you as a consumer, you pay the $10 and then you continue paying for the goods you've bought. But I think overall what it does is it has the problems that historically were associated with higher purchase. They led in Australia to having lay-by as an option, that you put a bit of money down now, save for it and come back and buy once you've got the money in your hands. But BNPL says, oh no, you don't need the money right now. You can pay it off over a few weeks. Wait for a few paychecks to come in. Hope that you get a couple of extra shifts and you'll be able to pay for it. And that's pretty tough, especially in the current environment, to be able to be certain that you're going to get those shifts in order to be able to pay.
That's the thing it always relies on, whether you're going to have that money the next 2 weeks. So how different is Buy Now, Pay Later services from credit card services? Because in a way, they seem quite similar.
They are, but I think one of the big things, and this is the sort of hidden part of it, is how much the merchant has to pay. So we know with credit cards that the merchant typically pays between 1 and 2%, and often, especially in coffee shops, you know that because they charge it on to you. But for these Buy Now, Pay Later services, the merchant's paying somewhere between 3% and 7%. And only yesterday, Dr. Philip Lowe, the governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, announced that merchants were not going to be able to have a specific form of surcharge. So if you walk into a shop and you're using Buy Now, Pay Later, the merchant's losing somewhere between 3 and 7% of the amount that you're paying to the BNPL service provider, but they can't actually pass that on. So you've got this weird position where the RBA, not a consumer protection body, has decided that financial innovation is more important than consumer protection.
Absolutely. And do you think these services should be like kind of regulated by law? Like, is that even possible?
It is possible. In the end, you can capture all services. I think there's a real problem at the moment is you've got ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, highlighting all these problems. That body is the consumer protection body for financial services, but currently BNPL isn't a financial services service where protection could be provided. The merchants are typically, the goods being sold are subject to consumer protection, and the ACCC is the regulator there, but there's nothing to link the goods of the BNPL service. And so what you've got is the Reserve Bank is currently the regulator, and its view, and I'll quote Philip Lowe on this, he says it's the board has taken the view that BNPL operators in Australia have not yet reached the point where it's clear that the costs arising from the no surcharge rule outweigh the potential benefits in terms of innovation. So the RBA, the only regulator at the moment, is protecting innovation over consumers. So I think it's time that we had regulation, and the ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, is the right body for now to be enforcing that regulation.
Right. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really, really great to chat about this.
Great talking to you, Ruby.
Thank you so much.